Shalom, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Memorat Sashiyichli, Schus Chayu Chavit Fege, Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Parshas Chukas, Perek Chav, Pasuk Yedalet, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim, Mikodesh Al Melech Edom, Ko Amar Chichi Yisrael, Atayadates, Kol Atla Hashem Mitzah Asnu. Moshe sent messengers from Kodesh to the king of Edom, saying, "So said your brother Israel, Yisrael, you know, all of the travail that has found us. V'yerdu avisenu mitzrayimu v'neshev v'mitzrayim yamim rabim v'yerol lanu mitzrim la'avisenu." And we went down to Mitzrayim, we dwelled in Mitzrayim for many days, and the Mitzrayim did bad to the evil to us and to our avos. K'nivu d'nes pasuk tatzvav v'nitzak al Hashem v'yishma kolenu v'yishlach malach v'yitzenu mitzrayim. Called out to Hashem, he heard our voice, he sent an angel, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and now we are in Kadesh, the city at the edge of your border. Ayin Beha'imik Davar, and this analysis is based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu Hagon Reb David Zatzal. In the Imik Davar of the Nitziv, he asked the question of why it says, Vayishlach Malachim Mikadesh. It already says earlier in Pasuk Aleph that they were sitting in Kadesh. So just say, Vayishlach Malachim. Why Vayishlach Malachim Kadesh? We already know they're in Kadesh. Say, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim. He sent messengers. Also there he asks, how come it says, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh? And it doesn't say, which would have been a better way of phrasing it, Vayishlach Moshe Mikadesh Malachim. Why does the Pasuk choose Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh and not Vayishlach Moshe Mikadesh Malachim? Ayin Sham B'divrei Hanetziv. And in that it says in Pesukim Tetzvav and Tetzayin, Rashi explains that it says V'la'avoseinu Mikan She'avos Mitztarim B'kever. From here we see that the avos have tsar in the kever when peranus, when tragedies and terrible things happen to their children. That's Rashi Dibur Amasru V'Lavoseinu in Pasuk Tesvav. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Vayeralanu Mitzrayim v'la'avoseinu. So it's hard to understand. Why is this telling? Why are we being told this here? To tell Edom that, our avos have tsar in the kever, so let us pass by your land. That's going to convince them to let us pass through? Because they're worried about our avos in the kever. Why here? We're talking about the avos in the kever. What are we trying to do over here? We're trying to get us Nabra Navar at Secha. Let us pass by your land and let us pass through. So why Dafka here, where we're trying to get through this? He mentioned the Avos and the Kever having Tsar. It's an interesting point. And that it says, Vayishma Hashem is Kolenu, Rashi says, Vayishma Hashem is Kolenu. It says Vayishma Kolenu, Bracha Shebarchenu Avinu, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Shanut Soa Kimenen. That's what it says. Vnitzak El Hashem, Vayishma Kolenu. What does it mean that God heard our voice? God heard our voice means He heard the bracha that our father blessed us. And what was the bracha that our father blessed us? Bracha was Hakol Kol Yaakov. That when we cry out, God answers. And this is difficult to understand. What does this have to do with the shlichus to Bnei Adam? We're sending shlichim to Bnei Adam to tell them to let us through. Why is it important to tell them that God answers our prayer? And also when it says Vayishlach Malach, who's this Malach that God sent to take us out of Egypt? So Rashi says this talking about Moshe. And from here we see that the Nevi'im are called Malachim. There's also hard to understand. What does this have to do with the Shlichus? In other words, Rashi's telling us, the Pasuk is telling us, as Rashi explains, a Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush? When Vayishlach Malach, God sent an angel and took us out of Mitzrayim. Who's the angel? Moshe. And from here we see that the Nevi'im are called angels. And then he quotes a Pasuk to that effect from Divrei Hayamim. Why is it important for this Shlichus that Edom has to be told that the prophets are called angels? Why is that important? This is discussed by the Alshich. And then it says in the Pasuk, V'hinei anachnu b'kadesh, ir k'tzei gvulecha. Why are they being told this, that we are in Kadesh Ir Katzei Gvulecha? What do they want to go in to say we want to pass through. So all these psukim are just as they say kula miksha achas, very very hard to understand. We continue pasuk Yud Zayin. It says Nabra na be'artzecha lo navor b'sade uvcherem. ולא נשתה מי וער, דרך המלך נלך, לא ניטה ימין ושמאל, עד אשר נעבור גבולך. Please let us pass through your land. We will not pass through the field or the vineyard. We will not drink the water of the wells. We will go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right, nor to the left, until we have passed your border. Rashi explains that when it says lo nishtem mei be'er, omer Rashi mei borot haya tzirich lomar. Ela kach amar Moshe, af al pi sheyesh bidenu man le'echol u'be'er lishtot, lo nishtem mimenu. Ela kneh mikem ochel u'mayim le'ha'anotchem. Mikan lachsana sheyesh bidenu man le'echol yikneh mechen vani kedei le'ha'anot et ushpi zo. So Rashi says, that it should have said Mei Borot, the water of pits. We're not going to drink the water in the pits. Why does it say Mei Be'er, the water of a well? Don't say the water of a well. Say the water of the many pits that we're going to see on the way. They used to have waters in pits, so we're not going to drink that. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that even though we have man to eat and we have the bear, that's the bear, May bear. We have a bear. We have a well to drink from. We're not going to drink from it. We're going to buy from you food and water in order to give you hana, in order to give you pleasure. So from here you see that, I guess, even though he has what to eat and drink, he should still buy from his storekeeper in order to give hana, to give pleasure to his host. So as the Mefarshei Rashi explain, that people usually aren't makbid on Mei Be'er, because that water is flowing. People are makbid on Mei Boros, that it's water that's in a pit, not flowing well water, but water that's already in a pit, that's going to be all drunk up, as the Maharshal explains. So the Teretz is that they're referring to their own bear. We have our own bear, but we're still going to buy in order to give you hana. We want to give you pleasure. We want that you should benefit from us. You see that if you're a guest, you should try to give your host pleasure. The Ramban asks, so if that's true, then afterwards when Edom answered them, Pasuk Yitches Ve'omri Lav Edom Lo Ta'avo Bi Pen B'Cherev Etzei Likratecha, those nice guys, they say don't pass by because we might come at it with a sword. What is B'nai Yisrael answering in Pasuk Yitches? B'nai Yisrael says, ויאמרו אליו בני ישראל במסילה נעלה ואם מימך נשתה אני ומקנאי ונתתי מחרם רק אין דבר ורגליי אעבורה.
The children of Israel said to him, we will go by the highway, and if we drink of your water, I and my livestock
Then I will give its price. Let me only, without doing anything else, pass through on my feet. So they already asked in Pasuk Yud Zayin to buy water, and they were refused. So what are they repeating themselves again? That's one problem. And even more, another problem is that originally they obligated themselves, they are not going to drink of their own water in order to be mehaneh, in order to give pleasure to their hosts. And then when they were refused, what does it say in Pasuk? Yud. Ches ve'omri lav edom lo savor bi, don't pass by me. Pen becherev ve'tzei lekosecha, lest I come out with a sword. So now the Jews have been refused. And then now they answer, v'meimecha nishten, if we drink of your water, we're going to pay for it. So originally, what did they say? Originally, they said that they're not going to drink of their own at all. Originally, they said, lo nishtem eber, we're not going to drink our own water. We're just going to buy it from you. And now they say, v'meinecha nishten, if we drink of your water, then we're going to pay for it. So here they weren't obligating themselves not to drink of the water, their own water. So that's less than what they said originally. Originally, they said, we're not going to drink of our own water. We're just going to buy it. And now they say, if we drink of your water, we're going to pay for it. So that's less. So they were refused. Their offer was refused. And now, after they were refused, they're offering even less than they said the first time, which is very strange, obviously. Now, if we look at Pasuk Yates, it says in Pasuk Yates, B'mesila na'le, we're going to go up by the highway. What happened originally? What did they say originally? Originally, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, they said, Derech HaMelech Nelech, we will go along the king's highway. Rashi says, Anochosim is Ben Mosena, we're going to muzzle up our animals. We're not going to go right or left. So we're going to go straight on the straight path, on the major path. And now, in Pasuk Yud Tes, after they were refused, they say, B'mesila na'ale, we're going to go on the highway. What changed? Why, after they were refused, Derech HaMelech Nelech, is Edom suddenly going to agree when they say B'mesila na'ale? What are they saying better? How's that more beneficial? And how's that even different? And we also have to understand, Rak ein davar b'reglai avor. What do they add? Are we going to go by foot? What do they think we're going to fly? What's this? We're going to pass through on feet. Of course they're going to pass through on feet. What are they adding? Also, they said, Rak ein davar. What does this mean? Rak ein davar. So Rashi already explains the Rak ein davar. Rashi says, Ein shum davar mazikcha. Nothing is going to cause you harm. So we want to go into that Rak Ein Davar as well. You also have to understand that on the first Bakasha, they were answered, Lo ta'avur bi. No, don't pass through me. Don't come in here. However, as an answer to that request, to the second request, in other words, again, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, they made the original request. In Pasuk Yud Ches, they were refused. In Pasuk Yates, they asked again. And then in Pasuk Chaf, it says, Vayomer lo savor. And then Edom says, don't pass through. Ve'etzem le'edom le'kroso ba'am kavir v'yad chazaka. So why the first time does it say, lo tavor bi? And the second time it says, lo savor. And not lo savor bi. What's the difference? Bi means through me. So what's the difference? Why the first time bi, the second time not bi? Also, the first shlichus it says, "Vayishlach Moshe." First time it says, "And Moshe sent." That's in pasuk Yudalit. "Vayishlach Moshe mikadesh el Melech Edom," and then he gives the whole little bit of history, and then he's refused. And then it says, "Vayomer Elav Bnei Yisrael," and now the Bnei Yisrael are speaking. So why is the first shlichus Moshe, and the second one Bnei Yisrael? This is discussed by the Nitziv and the Hamak Dover. We also have to understand why, in the first answer, did they say, "Lo Tavol Bi Pen Becherev Ektzei Likratecha." Don't pass through me because I might come out with a sword. And in the second answer, it says, "Lo Savor." And then it says, "Vayetze Edom Lekrosu Ba'am Koved Ubiyat Chazaka." It's interesting that the first time they just said, "No, no, don't try anything because I might come out with a sword." And the second time they actually came out. So the first time they didn't actually come out. The second time they actually came out. So why is it that the first time they didn't come out, they just threatened, and the second time they actually came out? So this is discussed by the Nitziv. So, sweet friends, we really have our work cut out for us, don't we? As have nireh, siyata d'shmaya. Rashi in Pasuk Yedalet on the Pasuk Ko Amar Achicha writes, "Umara lahaskir kan achva." What are we mentioning here achva for? "So said your brother Israel." What are we mentioning this brotherhood for? "Ela amar lo achim anachnu." We're brothers. "Bnei Avraham shenemar kegir yezaracha ve'al shneinu haya oto achov lifol o." Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about Edom. It was Edom Esav. So we're both the sons of Abraham. Kiger Yezaracha. Your seed's going to be a stranger. And we both had to pay off this debt of Avram Avinu. To be strangers in a strange land. And that it says, "Vataya datat kol atla," you know all the travails, Rashi says, "Lefikach piresh avichem me'al avinu, shenemar v'yelech lo el eretz mepnei Yaakov achiv, mepnei hashtarchov amutal aleihem, v'hitilo al Yaakov." And that's why your father, meaning Esav, separated from our father, meaning Yaakov, as it says, "V'yelech," he went to the land because of Yaakov, his brother, because of the shtarchov, that was because of the debt of obligation that was incumbent upon Yaakov. In other words, they both had it, and he put it on Yaakov. He said, "Listen, you pay the debt, you do the suffering, we're not interested." So we see from this that Esav was mevater and his chelek and Eretz Yisrael. Because the gzeiros of Kiger Yezaracha, what's the gzeir? We have a gzeir of Ger Yezaracha, then we're going to be enslaved, and then we're going to get Eretz Yisrael. But if you don't pay the debt, if you don't have the Kiger Yezaracha, you don't get Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu discusses this at length in the Ber Miriam, in Chelek Beis, Perakei, Alachates, and Astalid, and also in the Sefer Dibeir and Parshas Miketz, Ayin Sham Debrei Rabbeinu. So if that's true, in other words, that Esau was Mevater and his Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so this was not just a request of chesed, please do me a favor and let me pass by, but rather it was demanding a schus, that since Esav only absolved himself of the gzeira and the tzaris of ki ger yezarecha be'eretz lo lahem, because Yaakov took Eretz Yisrael, so in other words, now they made a deal. Esav said, "Listen, okay, you have the gzeira, you get Eretz Yisrael." So automatically, it is incumbent upon Esav to make sure that this chalukah, that this disbursement of land should take place, and Yaakov should get Eretz Yisrael. Now, how's Yaakov going to get Eretz Yisrael? How are Yaakov's children going to get Eretz Yisrael? The answer is if Edom lets them through. That's what it means. Atayadata. You know why we have all these travails to get Eretz Yisrael, because of our schus in Eretz Yisrael. So you have to make sure Yaakov gets his chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and that's mechayiv you, that obligates you to let us pass through. So according to this, it would appear, to explain the Pesukim, that there's room to say that the whole issue is, the whole discussion is, vis-a-vis the merit, the rights to Eretz Yisrael. And on that, there's going to be this payment of Gir, there was the payment of Kigir Yezaracha, that we had the Gzeir of Galus. And since we had not yet arrived in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, the payment of Kigir Yezaracha had not yet been fully paid. We're not finished. We haven't yet come to Eretz Yisrael and received our payment for all of our suffering. And also included in the travails that we have to undergo are the difficulty in getting to Eretz Yisrael. And if the Gzeira hasn't yet been finished, we haven't yet been zochen our chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And on this is an obligation of Bnei Esav to help us. As we explain, so on this, they are coming to, the Jews are telling Edom that the gzeira of Kigir Yez Zaracha is not klape zechias Eretz Yisrael. It's not vis-a-vis meriting Eretz Yisrael, but rather vis-a-vis the choosing of Am Yisrael as the nation of Hashem, as the nation that's close to Hashem. And through this, Memela, we are Shaykh to Eretz Yisrael, which is the land of Hashem. It's the land of God, the Holy Land. Vishelahemi. And it is ours because we are close, the Jewish people are close to Hashem. And since the Chalukah, this breakup, this disbursement of land between Yaakov and Esav, is not an Eretz Yisrael on the land proper, but rather on being close to Hashem and being chosen by Hashem. That comes along with the Chelek and Olam Haba. And Yaakov Avinu took that with the payment of Kigir Yezaracha. And Esau was Mevater on that, and he takes his Chelek and Olam Hazeh in order that he doesn't have to pay the Kigir Yezaracha, that he doesn't have to suffer all the travails, all the difficulties that Am Yisrael experienced. And automatically, when the Jewish people are Zoch and their Chelek, which is Kirbas Hashem, they were zocho automatically in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Bnei Edom has to help them in receiving their chelek. And Moshe Rabbeinu explained this when he said, Vayirel lanu mitzrayim b'lav oseinu. Like Rashi says that the avos are mitzar b'tzar and shel Yisrael. And if the tzar is vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael, if we're only dealing with Eretz Yisrael, the Avos weren't Zochen Eretz Yisrael. So why should they have this Tzar? So it must be that the Tzar, this pain, is corresponds to the Bechira, being chosen as Am Hashem. And the Avos were also included in this Bechira. And because of this, they are also included in the Tzar of Yisrael. And that's what it says. V'netzak el Hashem v'yishma kolenu, we cried out to Hashem, and he heard our voice. That he heard our voice because of our zchus, because of our merit in the bracha of Akol Kol Yaakov, like Rashi says. In other words, they have already paid their portion in Kigir Yezaracha, and therefore they were zoch in the bracha of Akol Kol Yaakov, that God listens to the voice of Yaakov, Hashem Hashem Kolam. So we already paid the price. We thought before, maybe we didn't yet pay the price. No. We already paid the price of being chosen. And therefore, we were zochen in the bracha of Akol Kol Yaakov, that God's going to listen to our voice. So this is already a Gemara Tashlum Kigir Yezaracha. So yeah, we've paid in full. And it also says Vayishlach Malach Vayotzeinu Mitzrayim. Rashi says the Malach is a Navi. Rashi says, who's the Malach? The Malach is a Navi. Because a Malach is a Shliach, a Malach is a messenger. Because whenever a person becomes a messenger, besides being a messenger for this task, he's also a person. And therefore, his very name is not a messenger. But a Malach, his only Shlichus, his essence is his Shlichus. And that's why they're called Malachim. A Malach is a Shliach. That's his essence. He doesn't have identity besides that. And in that it says that the Jewish people already have this Metzias of Kirbas Hashem. By Moshe, Shebuchol Beis Hineman, who v'avdi Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Kula Batel Hashem, and therefore he's called a Malach. And that's a very high level of closeness. And that only has a place because the Jewish people were Zochet to the Bracha, which is to be Am Hashem, to be Karav Hashem. And therefore it's possible that Moshe should be so close, he should be on the Darg of a Malach, he should be on the level of an angel, that's his whole essence, being close to Hashem, following his dictates. So it must be we were already Zoch and Archelek. Again, what's Archelek? Archelek is Kirvas Hashem, Olam Haba, and being Zoch to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it means, Vataya Ataya Data, you know all about travails. And therefore, you have to help us. Be Zoch and Eretz Yisrael, because Esav gave that over to Yaakov, and the Jewish people were already Zoch. So Esav could have had Makom to say, could have had room to say, no, you weren't Zoch yet, it's not finished. Lo nigmar tashlum shel kigeli yezaracha. And therefore, since you haven't yet paid the price, so therefore we don't have to help you get to Eretz Yisrael. The answer is no. We've already paid the price. We did everything we have to do. We suffered enough. We were chosen as being close to Hashem, and therefore that includes, among other things, that we're close to Hashem and Olam Haba, but also that they get to Eretz Yisrael, and you have to help us, because that was the agreement between Yaakov and Esav. Esav said, I don't want Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to have to pay for it, and therefore I don't want Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to have to suffer. Geri Yezaracha, so I'm going to split away. I'm going to split off, and you're going to suffer, and you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. I'm not interested. Ah, you're not interested, so you have to help us get in. That was part of the agreement. That now we're splitting it up. We're getting Eretz Yisrael. You're not. So, that is part one of our journey. Interesting. We're talking about a journey here, but I always call our shiurim a journey. And we have just an entire veld left to say. So I ask that you please stay tuned, and we will read the psukim. It will be Yirtz Hashem. Hafleh v'pevrafela fela v'hafleh. Please God, thank you so much for listening. We shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.